So I'm speaking to Mr. Terry Pratchett. You gave a talk this morning at the conference, you addressed the conference. Why was it important for you to come to Zurich and speak to these Right to Die campaigners?
Because I think that, I think I said it, I said whose body is it anyway? Even the language in which we speak trips us up on this. I am astonished that our government just sits there while Britons go off to Dignitas. Don't they wonder whether, you know, they're doing something wrong, you know?
This interest that you have, this you're making a commitment to this issue of assisted death, assisted suicide. Did you feel that before, or did it come after your illness came into your life?
Do you want the real serious reason why I'm doing this?
Yeah.
Because I hate the other side. It is the same old gang that have been against everything since time began. But the other side always say this, that they're going about the slippery slope. Well, I tell you, the slippery slope is a wonderful thing. Once upon a time, there was a king. He told what to do. Then suddenly there were nobles. So then other people had the vote. And then after a while, men that had, in England, a cooking pot of a big enough size, don't ask me why, they had the vote. But women wouldn't have the vote, because obviously women are flippity digits and you wouldn't give it to them. But obviously something went wrong and then women got the vote, but they had to be married women. But this one, we worked its way up, but all that time, nothing went wrong. It just meant that more people had the vote, but nothing went wrong.
So you are against the people who are against personal liberty?
Yes, absolutely.
And you see this question, the question of assisted suicide, as a question of liberty, the freedom to choose that.
Well, put it like this. I'm against the suppression of liberty on behalf of a non-existent deity. There are some things that you should not do. And I think we must understand what we're saying here. There are some things where in conscience, in a society, you live in a certain way. Ultimately, as I said this morning, if you start arguing with people who are against assisted dying in any form, it comes back down to religion.
I want to ask you about your writing. I'm just curious. Are you somebody who sits down with a blank page and the book just pours out of you, or do you make a plan, chapters 1 to 20, that's what's going to happen in each chapter, and then write it according to plan? What's your style?
It depends on the book. In the chapel, which is what we call, other people might call the study, but it's because there was an old chapel somewhere on the site, we called it the chapel, and it amuses me anyway. I have a little shrine that a friend made for me to the goddess Narrativia, who I believe is the goddess of authors who are sitting there thinking, how can I get this bloody novel started? And sometimes Narrativia holds out her hand and gives you something. Some little coincidence that you suddenly notice and you think, hang on. It's very hard to explain. But, you know, you're a bit stuck on the novel and you hear something in the news or in a movie that just clicks and, hang on, I know what to do now. It's very seldom have I ever started at the top and gone all the way to the end without anything changing. There was a book called Small Gods, and I didn't know what, this one sticks in my memory, I didn't know how Small God would end until, right until I had to write the last few pages. I knew it had an ending, and I knew it would have an interesting ending. But I didn't know what the ending was till it played out in front of me. And then I realised that it could only be that ending.